This audio CD was designed to allow the listener to hear the pronunciation of all the words and phrases. Within every community, different families and individuals may have slightly different pronunciations from one another. Sometimes they may even use completely different words and phrases. Please do not think of these variations in terms of being correct or incorrect. These differences are natural and represent the diverse beauty of the Autumn language. We encourage you to review this information with speakers within your own family and learn how they would say the same words and phrases. A Pima Word Book.
Ātamnyok ohana.
Prepared by elders of the Ātamnyok Himapik and staff of the Salt River Ātam Pipash Language Program. An orthography is simply a method of writing a language. There are many different types of writing systems, but most of us are probably most familiar with alphabetic writing systems, such as the English alphabet. An efficient alphabet uses a symbol to represent each sound within a language. The sounds of the Autumn language are very different from the sounds of the English language and, therefore, require a different alphabet. Writing the Autumn language is something that is relatively new to most Autumn speakers, but it can be a powerful tool for language preservation. Alvarez-Hale Orthography. The Alvarez-Hale writing system was developed by Dr. Albert Alvarez, a Thona Autumn linguist, and Mr. Kenneth Hale, a Merigan professor from MIT, and has been the official writing system of the Thona Autumn Nation since 1974. This system uses many of the same letters or symbols that are used in the English alphabet, but the sounds they represent can be very different. The Alvarez-Hale system has been the basis for all materials developed by the SRP-MIC Autumn Pipash language program and schools for the past 20 years. Some slight modifications to the original system were necessary to reflect the distinct differences that exist between Thona Autumn and Ankh-Akhmer Autumn. Pronunciation and helpful hints. 1. With this writing system, an apostrophe is used to symbolize a glottal stop. A glottal stop represents a closing of the glottis that stops the flow of air. An example of this is found in the middle of an expression commonly used by English speakers. Uh-oh, as in, uh-oh, I think we're in trouble. 2. The stress on most autumn words is on the first syllable. 3. Vowel sounds in autumn can be drawn out to a long sound or cut off as a short sound. The sound of a long or a short vowel does not change. It is simply held for a longer or shorter duration. A colon following a vowel makes it a long vowel. A brev above a vowel makes it a short vowel, almost silent. 4. The most common way of pluralizing nouns is reduplication of the first consonant and vowel, or just the initial vowel. Example, gox, gogox, or mitor, mimitor. Some words have unique plural forms, however, that do not follow this pattern. In the following orthography description, we introduce each autumn letter, followed by an English word that contains a somewhat similar sound. Some of these English sounds are not exactly the same, but are used as a general pronunciation guide for new learners. Next, we introduce an autumn word that contains the sound represented by the letter, followed by the English translation.